From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told lawmakers Tuesday that he should have delayed implementation of President Donald Trump's travel ban order so he could speak with members of Congress. The order suspends the country's refugee admissions program and temporarily bans travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. The White House is expressing confidence the president's order will withstand legal challenges. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber waged an attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. We're continuing to follow this story and will bring you the very latest. In the U.S. Congress, Democrats are staging a 24-hour protest on the Senate floor against President Trump. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos delaying a vote on her confirmation. Here now from Senator Tim Kaine.
I think you could have a great Secretary of Education who hadn't attended public schools, who had come from private schools and had good, you know, private school examples to learn from. I think that's fine. But if you've never attended public school for a day, if your children have never attended for a day, if you've never taught at a public school, I kind of have the attitude, what gives you the right to just stand up and say, public schools are a dead end?
DeVos is a leading proponent of forcing public schools to compete with private ones for resources by allowing families to use public funding vouchers to send their children to the schools of their choice. If the Senate vote on DeVos is evenly split, then Vice President Mike Pence would cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm DeVos, a development that would be unprecedented for a presidential cabinet nomination. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Rights group Amnesty International says the Syrian government has executed thousands of prisoners and buried their bodies in mass graves in what amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Amnesty said the majority of the victims were civilians believed to oppose President Bashar al-Assad's government. The report is based on interviews with more than 80 witnesses, including former guards. The Syrian government has denied previous reports of massacres documented by international rights groups. Syria Foreign Ministry did not respond to a VOA request for comment. Meantime, President Trump is repeating his claim Tuesday that the media is dishonest, saying positive stories about him are sometimes not reported that way.
I happen to know how dishonest the media is. I happen to know that stories about me that should be good or bad, you know, I don't mind a bad story if it's true, but I don't like bad stories. Stories that should be a positive story, when they make them totally negative, I understand the total dishonesty of the media better than anybody. And I let people know it. I mean, the media is a very, very dishonest arm, and we'll see what happens. Not everybody, and I have to say that. I always preface it by saying, not everybody. But there's tremendous dishonesty, pure, outright dishonesty from the media.
House Speaker Paul Ryan Tuesday refused to weigh in on the president's apparent disdain for some media.
Look, I'm going to do my job. I'll let you guys do yours with respect to how you report or what you don't report. The problem is we do have a war on terror in front of us. We do have ISIS trying to conduct terrorist attacks across the globe. This is a real serious problem. And what I'm focused on is doing our job and making sure that our law enforcement authorities, that our military have the tools they need to keep us safe.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, the UN Refugee Agency warns conditions in camps for Burundian refugees and countries of asylum are deteriorating as people continue to flee political instability and abuse in Burundi. Lisa Schlein has our story from Geneva.
Peace talks between the government and opposition are stalled, though Burundi has largely fallen off the media radar. UNHCR spokesman Leo Dobbs tells VOA the crisis gripping the country remains acute.
So the situation is still quite grave, and hundreds of people are still leaving. There's still a flow, hundreds of people a week.
As more Burundians flee into neighboring countries, the UNHCR says the pressure for land there is rising. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Jovenel Moïse was sworn in as the president of Haiti Tuesday following an extended and complicated two-year election cycle. The Haitian businessman faces lingering accusations of money laundering. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.